Teachers of audition technique counsel actors to consider the audition itself, the performance, and to gear all one's hope and aspiration not toward the actual practice of one's craft, which takes place in front of an audience on a camera, but towards the possibility of appealing to some functionary. What could be more awful? For much of the beauty of the theatre and much of the happiness, it's in a communion of the audience. The audience comes to the show prepared to respond as a communal unit. They come prepared and expecting to be surprised and delighted. They are not only willing but disposed to endorse the unusual, the honest, the piquant. Everything the audition process discards. Sitting in the auditorium, the audition learns not only but perhaps not even primarily from the stage but from one another. We all have had experience of rehearsing a comedy, of seeing a joke fail there, only to see it later bring down a full house. The members of the audience are informed by and gain enthusiasm from one another. They come to be delighted and to share that delight with one another. Thank you.